easiest way to see this is to look at the fruit of the Spirit that Paul delineates in Galatians chapter 5. Verse 22, there's nine fruits that he lists: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So that self-control is a fruit of the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is working and present and active, he is giving you an increased degree of self-control. He's certainly not taking away your self-control. But this is how the charismatic church would like to see the Holy Spirit manifested, almost as if you are possessed by something else. Your will has been lost, and you have completely lost control. So in tongues, can you control it or not? This is one of the questions that we want to ask. And especially in the crazier charismatic manifestations where people are laughing uncontrollably, where they're being slain in the spirit, where they're barking with dogs. If anybody is losing self-control, then it's a sign that the Holy Spirit is not there with his fruits, but rather the evil spirits are there who are trying to steal away your self-control and put you under their own control. So we can say, when we look at the manifestation of tongues where people lose control of themselves, that it is clearly an evidence not of the presence of the Holy Spirit, but of the absence of the Holy Spirit.